AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Media billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he won't run for president. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports Bloomberg made the announcement in an editorial his media company published.
Bloomberg says he won't run for president because of the likelihood an independent candidacy would lead to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz becoming president. In his words, a risk I cannot take in good conscience. Trump would divide us at home and compromise our moral leadership abroad. And Cruz, he writes in an editorial published on Bloomberg View, is no less extreme.
A California lawmaker wants answers after being told by Navy SEALs they don't have enough combat rifles to go around. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has more.
Navy SEALs are being relied on more than ever for counterterrorism operations and other secretive missions. But they're concerned about being properly equipped. They've told Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter that there aren't enough combat rifles for the teams. He's been told that after SEALs return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. The top officer at the U.S. Special Operations Command in Tampa says the complaints are being examined. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Strong winds have knocked down trees and power lines across Southern California. Several vehicles were crushed by falling trees at a Central Coast RV park. No injuries were reported. Stuart Cito is with the National Weather Service.
We had a lot of reports of pea-sized hail, frequent lightning, also some very high wind gusts up close to 60 miles an hour in several areas.
Storms in California have walloped the Sierra Nevada with blizzard conditions and briefly knocked out power at the Los Angeles airport. Some San Francisco Bay Area roads were under more than a foot of water during the morning commute. This is AP Radio News. Number 7 ranked women's tennis player Maria Sharapova says she's been notified she failed a drug test. She says a medication that she's been taking for a long time was just added to the banned list of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
This medicine was not on WADA's banned list, and I had been legally taking the medicine for the past 10 years. But on January 1st, the rules had changed, and meldonium became a prohibited substance.
She says she just missed not noticing that the drug had been added to a list. International Tennis Federation says the player will be provisionally suspended while her case is examined. In top 25 women's college basketball, number 1 UConn beat South Florida and St. John's down DePaul. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.